Yes, sir, man. You already know what time it is. This is the DSA podcast. We are the Dirt South Affiliates. I'm your boy Shaw.
Yes, Slaw. This your country cousin, L Boogie, baby. What's happening, people?
And this is a podcast where anything and everything will get talked about, discussed, laughed, yep. Pick that song, song.
So will.
What's happening, everybody?
We in the neighborhood.
Yes, sir, man. I think this is episode 95.
We're getting up.
Five more to go.
We getting there.
So yeah, man, Teddy, or as you can see, Teddy ain't, or as you can hear from some of y'all, Teddy ain't here today. She will be back. She all handling her auntie duty.
That she said she didn't want to do no more.
You gonna do them auntie duty.
You gonna do
them. Yeah, gonna do them auntie duty.
You getting away from it.
But yeah, as always, man, we gonna keep it fresh and keep it funky for y'all. We got a couple things to chit chat about, kicking the shit, me and the bro today.
Yep.
Let's jump. Oh, before we do that, shout out to the Coastals at and Air Trade Podcast. They did a raffle. We won in the raffle. So shout out to y'all. I will be sure to pick that up. Make sure y'all go subscribe and listen to that podcast. Them the bros in it. And yep. As always, shout out to everybody who kick it with us on Instagram, who comment, dial in whenever we go live, all of that good stuff. Now, with all that out the way, get into today's show, man.
Let's do it.
Now, I'm going to start off today's show. Let's talk about a subject that I think everybody should be alarmed about, and that's the rapid growth rate of our children. Mm. I know that shit don't sound like ain't nothing wrong with it. Trust me, something is wrong with the way our children are growing. Especially when you look at kids now. What age would you say young girls would choose?
When we were coming up?
Yeah.
See, when we were coming up, it was more like 12, 13, 14.
And then when my wife said, like, those
12, 13, 14, 15.
Well, now.
You had your early bloomers. You didn't have many, but you had some early bloomers.
You always going to have a couple.
But then majority of everybody was, like, kind of in the middle to late bloomers. So it really wasn't out there, like it is now.
Well,
like,
not
it's,
anymore.
It's crazy
bro.
Now. Like,
now, our kids are starting to mature at the ages of 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
There's young girls right now who are starting to hit their monthly cycles at the age of 9. And if that shit ain't alarming, it's kind of frightening.
Damn.
If you look at it. You know what I'm saying? Because that can scare the shit out of a child.
Yeah.
They kind of, but me and my wife had a theory. Me and you just talked about it. Is the reason why that was happening the way it was when we were kids at the ages that we figured was the right age is because, and it's just a theory, but I agree with it. We seem to think that the food we were eating when we were growing up
was really organic.
That was the actual organic food.
Mm-hmm. From the fruits to the vegetables.
And the meat.
And the meat.
You know what I'm saying? And somewhere along that they said, we can charge more for this.
Yeah.
And they start packaging it as organic, labeling it. It was never labeled as organic.
No, it wasn't.
I don't remember hearing nobody say, get the organic whatever when we were kids. It was just get the lettuce, get the
tomatoes.
Just get the shit. You feel?
Yeah.
And now I think all the stuff that we
wonder is that why now I can't eat tomatoes no more.
It could be.
I used to be able to eat tomatoes.
That shit ain't grown in the same thing that it grew in. Like we catching all this shit, they got these little extra preservatives and shit in.
Yeah.
And it is screwing our bodies up,
yeah.
Especially us older crowd, and it's advancing our children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I look at all my kids, and I'm like, y'all are way too big to come from me.
Especially the two oldest.
What? They like giants. And I have a 9-year-old who's a baby giant. So I'm just like, what the fuck is... And that goes for, like, grocery food, of course, fast food. You already know how that go with the fast food. That shit is just 100% bad for you. That's the only way to put it. But.
It's crazy how they process that shit now. It's different. all these different chemicals and shit they adding. And
at the shit that they plant the shit in, I mean, that shit toxic metal motherfucker. But you know what? They give it to us any goddamn way. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to know what to eat.
Yeah.
Artificial ass fish. Shit crazy, man. I don't get it. If anybody know what's going on with the food, Chinese.
Yeah, I would say if it tastes good to you, it ain't good for you.
That's a fact. For everything that tastes horrible, it's good for you. Like, I hate broccoli.
And it's good.
Yeah, that shit's good.
But technically, it's not if you're looking at it from an alkaline side.
It doesn't matter how much broccoli you eat, though. Well, you can eat a little bit of broccoli. That's all I'm eating any goddamn way is a little bit of broccoli. I ain't gonna eat a lot of it. But I only like broccoli when it got all the shit on it that you ain't supposed to eat.
Yeah.
A little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, cheese. I eat broccoli all day with that little bit on. Everything that you not supposed to eat, that's what I like with vegetables and stuff. Like certain vegetables, like carrots, fucking disgusting. Unless you put them in the oven and kind of
like a steam
or sauteed or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can eat them like that. But
I mean, I can eat them raw too.
I cannot do it. That shit is horrible to me, man. I can't do it.
I can eat them raw.
But I mean, just seeing some of these children now, I'm just like, damn, boy, y'all really got the best and the worst of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Technology-wise, they got the best of it.
Yeah. Because that shit's still evolving.
Yeah, but
compared to how we got it.
And we got a good bit of technology.
Yeah, because we got the start. Might as well say.
We got a good bit of it. You know that we've been playing video game consoles for down. How long is a decade?
That's 10 years.
We've been playing video console for damn near 3 decades.
No, we have. Ain't no damn near. We've been playing them bitches for three decades.
So I like, we got some of that technology. We like the start of it.
Yeah.
But now, it's like, when I was 10, right, I couldn't imagine us walking around with phones and cameras and shit.
Like, not like how they are
now.
No,
like now it's expected. Uh-huh. I couldn't see that shit. But that's why I said they got the best and the worst.
We weren't even thinking about no damn cell phone. Oh,
man, I never even.
We weren't even calling a cell phone. It was a car phone.
I wasn't even using no fucking pay phone.
Yeah. Facts.
Nigga, the only time I used a phone when I went to the city hall.
That's it.
And I used a phone.
Yeah, on the wall.
I used a free ass phone. Hold a couple conversations, but I wasn't studying over now. They can't live without them shit. Without a phone, iPad, tablet.
Think about it, we all like that.
You know what?
To a certain extent, we all like that.
If I only had a flip phone, I'd be okay.
Yeah, I'd
be
straight.
Okay if I had a flip phone. I don't gotta be on the internet.
I'd be straight.
I would miss it. But I'm like, I'm good. See, as long as I can call somebody, I'm like, or text somebody, whatever.
That's it, bro.
Now, without a phone.
Bro, you can give me 2-way pages.
That was shit.
Probably more than likely, that's what we're going to do anyway. Is I'm going to shoot a text. You said, give me 2-way pages.
The only thing I think that was better than 2-way pages was a sidekick.
Sidekick, bro. I hate I never got one.
I love that fucking. Hey, I would say it's kind of pointless to bring back the sidekick now.
Yeah.
Because every screen is touchable.
Yeah.
But the sidekick was the best goddamn thing smoking.
That shit never got damn hot. Why?
I have two of them guys. But that goes to show what our kids got that we didn't get.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the shit that we got as far as health and eating was far better.
Right.
Than what they have. Like, what they got to eat, well, can't say they what we all have to eat. But more so our children, because they consume more than we do. But from what they eat, shit fucked up.
Yeah.
Man, everything fucked up. They need to chill with that shit.
That's why you got a lot of people now going towards eating right, eating healthy. It's just, the shit's so damn expensive, bro.
I just want to know why they charge you so much for organic shit. Check this out.
Why does it cost so much to be healthy?
or I look at it like, why are you charging me so much for shit that's in, that was groomed or shit that ate natural ass grass? Like, you charge me because they were eating natural shit that's supposed to grow out the ground any goddamn way? That's all it is, bro.
That's it.
Or again, when you buy organic vegetables, that's just because it was grown organically. It was grown in a safe organic environment. Or you get organic beef or whatever you eat. That's just because that cow was grazing on in an organic field where the field was nice, taken care of with no preservatives. Shit grew naturally. That cow ate natural ass grass. That's all organic is. And they charge you an arm and leg for some shit that's already supposed to be happening. That's how you supposed to, if I ain't mistaken, that's how
you it's supposed to be, bro.
Was established. You feel me?
This ain't busting, but I gotta have them
all. And then we, somehow we switched and started adding these wacky ass preservatives to everything. But why? Tell you why. Because it's cheap.
That's it.
It's cheaper to add some shit and I can make some more money. That's the old drug same shit. Pure cocaine, you cut it so you can get more of it and make more in the street. Same shit they do with food. They put all these preservatives in and cut it.
Cut it.
That shit out. So that pack of ground beef you went about last week, that shit part of it, mostly ground beef.
Yeah.
But the other little percentage of that shit is ain't no goddamn telling what's in it. All kind of shit. We all gonna be mutants before the fucking nigga gonna be growing a third goddamn arm somewhere.
I say mutants.
Wake up and have a six finger on your goddamn shit one morning. Call your club hand or some shit. Knock a nigga out with an extra finger. Yeah, nigga, you got extra finger. That more power to hit a nigga with that extra finger.
Gloves out this
Knock a nigga out. But yeah, that's all I was stressing. I see our children going through it. We have to eat better so we can live to protect and be here for these children. But we gotta stop feeding our children their bullshit. We gotta come up with. Now is the best time in the world to live on a farm. Cause you can dictate what you eat, how you eat it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I never thought about that until right now.
Yeah.
And I still don't think I do a good job on a farm.
Not only live on a farm, but have a garden as well.
That's something we need to get on. A garden.
Or
like grow your own vegetables. But see, I'm a person that don't eat a lot of different types of vegetables.
Mine this fall, brother.
I eat tomatoes, cabbage.
Working on mine this fall.
Turnip greens, all that other shit like onions.
I'm gonna start out to get used to it, don't grow all fruits and vegetables. Then eventually, I'm just growing all alkaline fruit, all alkaline vegetables.
Damn, that was up.
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna eat. Like from that point on, that's all I'm gonna eat. I'm eating from the ground.
That's
what's
up. Right
there. Yeah.
That's the way
we're
gonna have to go.
Anyway. God, believe it or not, doing that. Bro, you never have to go to the doctor. You never have to worry about a disease.
I'm
not
going to the doctor, no way.
You never have to worry about disease or any of that. Like, your body is a natural healer itself.
Yeah.
You just got to give it what it's supposed to have so it can work. I mean, it's just like with a car. You don't keep gas or keep that oil right in that car.
It ain't gonna run.
Yeah. It chain mine.
It's gonna start goddamn
doing some crazy shit on your ass.
If it's gonna come to stop sign and just start vibrating. Shut the fuck off.
If it's hit that bit like
that. You're gonna be like Martin, like, so why am I good?
If you okay, it ain't going nowhere.
I've been there before, people. It's not fun.
But like, that's what it is, though. Like, we gotta treat our body the same way we treat our vehicles and shit.
That's a good analogy, right? Well, treat your body just as good as you do your vehicle.
You're going to do everything in the world to keep that car running.
Damn, so ill. Damn, you got to.
You're going to do everything in the world to keep that car running, boy. You don't want to be stuck, especially if you used to having or damn. You're going to do everything in the world.
You don't want to be stuck like Chuck.
Exactly.
got a nice ass car in the yard. That bitch ain't going nowhere.
Ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I feel you.
Shit,
same language about it, people.
You treat your body the same way.
Same language about it. Yo. check oil, like, come on. You need to check your oil. Let me go to the doctor. Hey,
take your ass check to the doctor.
Do all that shit, man.
When, so, matter of fact,
I'm the number one person that needs to go do that.
About a month ago, when I had I went and had blood work then. Everything
is
on. Yeah,
we had eight now. You got to go to the doctor. And
everything
gonna,
is on
gonna
point.
Put them gloves on. And they're going to have their finger like this. Their glove going to go, fat. Bend over the cough. That's how they're going to say. You be like, whoa, mister, you didn't even buy me a drink or nothing first.
And why I ain't got to get me a female doctor?
Yeah, with little hands.
Right. I already don't like this shit.
Little bitty hands. I'm talking about these little midgets. But you got no midget doctor? Yeah, it's going to make this
for real, man.
She ain't gotta be a minute. She got a dwarf
mid-sized
bitch. She ain't got none one of them. Hey, it's something we all gotta do. I gotta go get it done. Everybody gotta get it done. We gotta eat better. And I know it's hard to get organic shit. But you don't have to get organic shit. You just have to curb the amount of this bullshit we eat.
You see,
like, we learn to curb the amount of that shit.
Do that shit, like.
I had a conversation with somebody at work, and we were talking about, because I've been going to the gym in the morning. I don't get to spend as much time in the gym as I like.
Yeah.
But I'm like, now that I'm going, I like going. You know what I'm saying? But one thing I'm noticing is your appetite.
It changes.
Do not trust your fucking appetite.
That shit changes.
What?
Like, that shit changes.
Your body will be telling you you hungry.
And you really not.
And you not. It's like your body telling you, I need to eat right now. And you don't even need to eat.
Yep.
That shit. So, like, I was telling a girl at work, she was like, I got to get in the gym. I got to go back to the gym. I'm like, going to the gym is the easy part. Dedicating yourself to going to the gym is hard part.
Yeah.
And even harder than that is what you eat. Because I'm a big, like, I work nights. So, it's just super easy for me to be sitting at my desk with
chips,
fucking chips,
pies,
candies,
and
soft drink, and all types of shit. So, you can't trust your appetite. Your appetite will lead you down a dark road of just eating all types of shit.
Yeah, so
you really don't need. I had learned it though, because like I said, I'd be sitting at work at night, and my mind be like, man, you know what? They got some pies. In there. You need to go get you a pie. I feel like you need a snack.
Why I've been messing them damn honey buns up, knowing damn well I ain't gonna stop eating honey buns.
I ain't had no honey buns.
Bruh.
I forgot what fucking honey bun tastes like. I ain't had them in so long, bro. I'm trying.
Fucking the bitches.
It ain't going well, but I'm trying. I will say I'd rather eat shit like seafood now, though. Like, if I could afford to eat seafood every day. I would, dog. I like grilled seafood.
I'm to the point where now, bro, I don't want no animals at all.
I like
no
them.
Animals, no nothing that breathes.
I like, I can still, I
although
can,
I like this.
I can still eat animals. It's just what I eat. It's just, like,
I'm getting to that point, bro. Like,
I'm already the type of person, I don't eat a lot of red meat. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not something that's in my diet.
I don't eat beef no more, bro. Like,
I eat beef. It depends on what it is.
I ain't ate that shit in. I probably had beef in about 4 months.
I will still eat chicken, but a lot of times when I eat chicken, it ain't fried. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I
ain't. It's like
chicken and green turkey.
I like turkey, but
I ain't gave that up yet.
I just ain't crazy about turkey until that time of the year. Now, when
well,
time
that
of
turkey,
the year,
yeah, but you know,
the
like
time of the year come around, bro.
Like
that's
when
the
I
want to
get my sandwich meat and shit. Let the camera like, what the fuck is this nigga doing? I'm trying to get my drink.
Cheers.
Oh shit, set on the phone.
But yeah, when it get that time of the year, I get crazy about turkey.
Yeah.
Same way with ham. I'm not crazy. I don't eat a lot. I rarely eat ham. Rarely. Until like Christmas comes. Because I guess part of it is because I haven't had that type of meat. I don't eat it through the year. Then when somebody cook one, I'm like, I turn into goddamn Hannibal Lecter. more ham, please.
You got them chunks of this shit.
You
feel me? They got down there, honey baby.
I was just talking about it with somebody, like, look, folks, he don't eat ham, but look, Smithfield honey baked brown sugar ham is possibly cooked with crack, because that shit was, you would eat the whole fucking ham if don't nobody supervise you. Man, I don't know what y'all do to that ham, but goddamn, green eggs and ham, Sam, I am, give me some of that ham, yeah. And some yam, give me all this. I don't know what they do to that shit, boy, but that shit, that and the, what that other shit is, what the company, the one that got, like, my mama get one every honey bake.
Yeah, hands. Honey bake.
That company, them two be on, what the fuck y'all do to that shit? But boy, that shit got, like, that shit got to be laced with, it got to be laced with crack, cocaine, or something, bro. That shit is immaculate. And then it just, I don't know, but yeah, that's the only time of year I get crazy about shit like this. That's really the only time of year I eat though.
Be appreciative.
Yeah, like, it's hard not to eat all the goddamn food around.
I really appreciate this right here.
Which, if you think about it, that shit ain't but what, 2 months away now.
Yeah.
Well, Thanksgiving month. Damn near.
Mm-hmm. Next month, shit, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Thanksgiving next month, bro.
Hey, man. What happened to the time? Like,
shit going, bro.
Shit, like, time, I'm just...
The older we get, the faster time goes.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Who came up with the concept of time?
I don't know, and apparently we are actually incorrect with time.
I truly believe it.
Because it's supposed to be just 10 months.
I truly believe time is something fictional.
Because how does, when you're looking at, like when you're looking at.
Your wife got a future as a bartender. For real. Shit, let me dull that bitch down a little bit. Put some Red Bull in there. Have me drunker than a fun bitch trying to drive home, T. I should have never said it. And then my dumb ass talking about whatever you drinking. I'd never do that again. That'll never happen. But yeah, I got a problem.
And it's a hell to me.
I got a problem with the concept of time, right?
But Pete, when you think of OCT, what do you think of?
October.
And what number do you think of?
8.
Exactly.
Number 8.
So how is it the 10th month in the year? You think of DEC, D-E-C. You think of what month?
December.
But what number do you think of? About when you hear deck, you hear decade.
Yeah, that should be 10.
So that should be 10. You feel me?
I ain't even thought about it. That's some deep rabbit hole shit right now, bro. That's some deep rabbit hole. Like, I dig it, though. I dig it because I ain't know.
And then you add in, what month was that? You add in the month of August because of who? Augustus. July, Julius.
Oh yeah, all this shit comes from their ass.
You feel me?
Yeah. I get you. I feel. But when it comes to time though, I'm like, who but came up with the plan that okay, over here
it's gonna be
8 o'clock.
Yeah, like, time zones and shit.
Y'all gonna be 3 hours it's behind be, them.
And over here, it's gonna
y'all
be.
Y'all right here, it's gonna be it's like gonna y'all be, in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, who the
but then y'all gonna be 8 o'clock a.m. like them 8 o'clock a.m. But y'all gonna be in a whole nother day.
A whole nother day, like who said?
But we all made? On one
like,
planet.
Yeah, I'm like, who sat there and made this shit? Like,
they based it off of the rotation. Apparently, man, the astrology shit, the rotation of the earth around the sun.
I don't get
and
shit.
That shit,
bro.
Like, how did you know it took 365 days
exactly.
to go around the sun, but then every 4 years it take an extra day?
Like, what if the rotation started before you counted?
Exactly.
Like, you don't know what one is. One is right. Whatever you decided.
Exactly.
One is like, day one.
That one.
No, what about yesterday?
yesterday. Exactly. You were here yesterday.
I don't get the concept of none of this shit. Mm-hmm. All this shit weird.
It's like there's a country in Africa that they're in. Let's see, we're in 2022. They're in 2015.
Ethiopia?
Yeah, it's like Ethiopia.
2015. Yeah, they late as hell, but they got their. They got 10 months of the year, and they like time is.
And the motherfuckers look young as fuck.
They got like 4 hours in a day. I'm like, that's what they need to be right now.
These niggas go back home. Right,
ain't 4 hours in a day. They smooth, my nigga.
You did. They put in all kind of overtime work.
I don't get that shit. That shit's so weird. But, like, you know, I'm one of the people that get into, and if anybody know, they know I dive into a conspiracy theory in a heartbeat. At this point, it don't even matter what the fuck the conspiracy theory is.
Just give me one to dive into.
Yeah, I just put it in front of them and I'm gonna leave me.
I'm gone.
Head for like gone. All the attention got me. But yeah. I was looking at something and it was I forgot what they call the people that study space and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Is it an astrologist?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. But. And they were asking him a bunch because we just had like some kind of shit like a couple nights ago where you could see what planet was that? Jupiter, some shit like that. You could see the planet.
I got the ring around.
Yeah, you could stand outside and you could see it. They say it won't happen again until like 2049 or some shit.
Yeah.
But he was saying they were asking him about questions about space and all this shit, and one of the Newcastle was like, so do you believe in aliens? And he was just like, honestly? He like, we aliens. And I was like,
yeah.
He said, if you think about it, he like, and then he was like, I'm not, he was saying he wasn't like trying to disrespect people on their religion and all that, but he was like, I always think from a scientific standpoint, that's why I became the scientist that I am. And he was like, every living thing has an origin from somewhere it can be explained from. You know what I'm saying? He like, we can explain the origin of man from fish because he said it's just theoretically the next step of evolution. A creature that can live blind in the water, that creature would eventually evolve to be able to see in the water. And then that creature would evolve to be able to goddamn breathe on the water. So the next logical step is for that creature to evolve and breathe on shore. So he like, you can explain that, but he like, for living human organisms, he like, it ain't one minute thing in me that say this is the only planet where we exist. Like, think about it. He like, we are technologically advanced because we can think, we can build planes, we can do everything, right? He like, you mean tell me you think that it's just only one planet in a solar system of billions of galaxies and we the only one like that? And I like, no, I don't think we the only one like that. So he think we aliens, he think we come from somewhere else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we were the creature that just kept evolving into the human that we are now. Because he like, there's evidence of humans being around in the prehistoric days. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, you're right. But he like, but you mean to tell me those humans evolved into humans that could build a pyramid? And I was like, yeah, he got a point, because that still was a long-ass time ago when they built some fucking pyramids. You feel me? Wasn't no running water lights and that shit.
And then to be as big as they are, the Sphinx.
Man, like.
To be as big as
so he was like, you mean tell me, man, evolved from prehistoric time to where they were able to create these huge, like, objects and structures in a time there was. Nigga, there was no power drill.
Nigga, wasn't no goddamn cranes.
No. He like, you mean tell me they...
No lift trucks and
like,
shit.
He like, you think man evolved like that because they are just a fish that evolved from living being in the water? No. He like, that kind of like logic thinking comes from somewhere. You inherit that shit.
Yeah.
It's like, he think we all like aliens. And
I can see that though, bro.
And at some point we inhabited this planet. Yeah. I get that what he's saying.
I can see that though,
but when you look at what we were talking about with time and stuff, I was like, but that makes sense because we had to sit there and think about how to schedule all of it. Like, how do you schedule from 12 to 12?
So, this is just a thought. Do you think, like, the other planets that do have humans are... Or if they even call them humans.
Do you think
there's another planet that's functioning like this?
Oh yeah, I do. I think it's one that functions better than this one.
Of course. But I'm talking about exactly. Just in a different.
I believe in shit like most of them. Like parallel universe.
Yeah.
I believe in that shit. I like it's something out there that mirrors everything that's going on right now.
Yeah.
The outcome might be different. Still,
true.
A lot of the situations of players might be a little bit different, but it mirrors what's going on.
Because
I'm like, okay. And if it don't mirror what's going on, I really believe it's another civilization that's far more advanced than we.
That's deep.
Yeah, if it ain't no parallel shit, it's a civilization somewhere far more, way
greater
more
than what we got going on.
Way ahead of the goddamn curve from what we doing.
Some Jetson type shit.
Yeah.
Total Recall type shit.
Yeah. You feel? It got to be because, like, we as man right now, we at the point where we can invent. Just like all of the weirdest shit it is of inventing jetpacks, we can invent that shit.
Actual flying cars.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's been invented. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think somewhere else, it's people that they even farther ahead technology wise, or they might have different resources and different
memories
and shit.
I've always thought like, okay, we created the jetpacks and all this shit, flying cars. I believe these motherfuckers out here flying they damn self. You feel me? Just take the fuck off from Jacob.
Goddamn Clark Kent around this bitch. Well, I catch up, nigga.
Like you got a sky full of niggas that just flying.
It's something. I think they far more technically advanced than we do. And I really do believe that. I believe that happening. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what, but the galaxy so big, I just refuse. I'm like the dude. I refuse.
Can't be the only planet. Just hell nah, bro.
Because I don't know.
Can't be the only planet. It's just with people.
Nah, and there's a lot of goddamn people on this planet. A
lot of.
It's a lot of fucking people on this planet.
A lot, bro.
So nah. And why? I think every galaxy have a planet like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where out of all the planets surrounding it, it one that
it's dead. The one that has civilization.
It has sustained life. It got all the minerals and shit needed.
Yeah.
I think every galaxy got like one of them. And it's so far away that like we ain't gonna be able to get to it. You know what I'm saying? Because like how does time work in space?
True.
You get what I'm saying? Like how does time work somewhere where there's no gravity?
Not only that, how the fuck you gonna get into the next galaxy?
Yeah,
and back.
Is it like let's just drive straight?
Exactly.
Keep spaceship
like,
straight.
Is it the GPS you can use? Yeah, nigga? Like what?
Like what's a light year or what's a?
Exactly.
Like it's weird. Like people go to school to figure that stuff out, but they don't really talk about what is what.
Yeah.
So if we leave Earth at 1 o'clock, what time it gonna be? When we get up there, because ain't no
air. Matter of fact, how long is it going to take us to break the atmosphere?
How long
is that going to take? And then once we break the atmosphere, how long is it going to take us to get, because you still.
You know what would be fucked up?
Like you still got a ways to go.
You know what would be fucked up? You to become an astronaut, and you, boom, you go into space, and you was up there, and you on a mission, and up there to research for 3 months. Your ass get back home, it done been 10 years.
10 years.
You be like, God damn, the fuck is going on? Nigga come back, you be still look like you, nigga be old as hell. I'm like, damn, nigga, we just had a funeral for you.
You
like, what? Yeah, brother.
Nah, man, I've been up there.
Nigga, I just left 3 months ago.
Nah, you did, nigga. You been gone for 10 years.
That shit would be wild, though. You see them, you come back and everything. I mean,
no, they did a movie like that with the airplane.
They did.
Folk took a flight.
They did the movie like that, the cartoon movie like that. Like Buzz Lightyear, you know, the movie, the cartoon.
Yeah.
It was like that. That nigga was trying to figure out how to get off the planet. And every time he fly out there and turn around and come back, goddamn, about 7 years done went by. He like, the hell? 7 years. He kept on doing that shit.
Yeah, it was
until it was this little girl. He done literally seen her grow up to be a full ass woman. You feel me? He still.
Watch her whole life.
He still the same nigga. But I was just like, how time work out though?
Yeah, that's something to think about though, bro. Cause you like,
how did time work and who created
it? How do you move through no gravity?
Just keep the thrusters on, let it ride.
Till they run out.
Yeah, them bitches give out. Your ass is out there. We close to, man.
Ain't no getting back.
Nigga, we the real guardians of the galaxy.
You feel me?
But yeah, it's all this. It's a lot of conspiracy behind space travel too, though.
Yeah.
Like, did we actually travel to the moon? I don't think so.
Land on the moon. And then travel back.
How you do that? Did you set like a course? Like, all right, we're going to.
Because how did you know to stay on course?
We're going to bust left at the big moon rock. And that's all we gonna
like, I know you made the movie Hidden Figures, but.
Yeah,
if those coordinates constantly change, coordinates constantly change.
See, we keep talking about shit like this, they're gonna take our shit out. Cause I'm gonna let y'all niggas talk too much of that real shit. Get the fuck off the air.
Y'all need to get Teddy back on the show. Yeah. When it's just y'all get too damn deep in there.
You ain't got no goddamn business talking about it. See your life. I'm a light.
We jump dead off in the rabbit hole.
Light my joint and shut the fuck up. Niggas in black. Hey, let me holler at you.
Oh man, but P Diddy though. You know something I just thought about. This is left field. I was thinking about earlier when we was talking about appreciating, right?
Yep.
And I was thinking about like how the companies you work for, they really don't appreciate you.
Oh, hell no. They don't. You know, they use you.
They use you.
They make you feel like they do.
No, they don't even
They
do
give
that.
You little shit to make it seem like
and
they
don't even, bruh. And that's where I'm going with it. The shit they give you, like, how the fuck you gonna get somebody a small Yeti cup? What you coming in the name on it, bro? Thank you for your service. We appreciate your hard work, bro. Hey, what the fuck?
Keep your drink cool or keep it hot. There you go.
Like, bro, you could throw me no gift card or something. Like, times are hard, my nigga.
Hey, that is going around a lot. Matter of a fact,
bro, you
the company I work for,
like 8 ounce cups. And
I
shit.
Ain't gonna say the name, but the company I work for, they just had like a big. It's funny you said it. They just had a big ass town hall meeting, and that was like the number one, like main topic, employee appreciation, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, if you really appreciated me.
Run the money, bro.
Yeah, let's like,
just keep it a buck. You getting the money.
Like,
we trying to do the same thing.
I ain't working
the money.
Here because we good ass friends. You get what I'm saying? Like, that ain't why I work here. Like, not the trash, decent job, but
yeah.
I ain't working here because we just love this company. You
we
know
trying
what I'm
to, we like, trying to take care of family just like y'all.
But that was their whole thing. That whole time, I was like, this is what I less appreciate employees, which I think the pressure is on a lot of these companies now, though, because
yeah.
I think they showed us something where one lady did a survey where the number one thing that employees don't like about their job is they don't feel appreciated. Like, and the one and they were like, how do people want to be felt appreciated? They want to be compensated. Like, I don't want no fucking book bag. I got some book bag. I appreciate the thought, but
bro, we struggling.
If you want
to
like, talk me, goddamn, talk me 2 quarters.
Okay.
Toss me 2 quarters. If you're going to give me a fucking book, because that's what it's worth to me, because I can't go resell it. It got your damn name all on it.
Exactly.
Don't nobody want that. But me.
Exactly.
And that's it. You feel me? Like, throw some on my. And I will say, like, our job has. They started doing it. I don't know how long they going to do it. I think it's a lot of what they call that shit, like PR type shit. Like, yeah. I think it's them doing hella PR work, but instead of to the public, they doing it on us, the employee, yeah. Trying to be like, yeah, you enjoy being here, don't you? I think through that shit, you feel like they start giving out gas incentives, so we get like an extra $100 every 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then they doing like a retention pay or some shit. The kick is, you just gotta come to work. You just gotta be at work. You ain't gotta be there every day. You just gotta keep a job from this time period to get this extra $400. As long as you can keep your job from here to here, you're gonna get the extra $400 every month all the way up to February. And I was like, that cool and all right. That cool. But I would still rather than give me that, just add the equivalent of that to what I already made. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you gonna give me extra $400, why don't you just put in my paycheck and just increase my pay? You ain't gotta increase. You can increase my pay $4-5 more. You feel? And I'd be like, all right, bet. You feel?
Exactly.
Instead of you giving me all this money at these decided times when you decide to distribute it, just mm-hmm. put it on my check. It'll equal up to the same fucking thing.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
But a lot of them companies, I seen them doing that. But then a lot of these companies, and I done worked for a couple of them, they get through by giving you these little bitty, I guess they call them tokens of appreciation. As you would say, the Yeti cook.
Like, yeah.
What am I going to do with it? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got cups, bitch. I need some money to go buy some more fucking cups.
Exactly.
You know, fucking Yeti cook. Or man, I hate when the job be like, giving you t-shirts and shit.
Yeah, man.
I don't want a t-shirt. Bro, I'm wearing it at work.
That's it. Only place I'm wearing it.
But I told you, I don't understand that part. But I heard that a lot of them come to starting to feel the pressure, though.
Like, if you want to appreciate me, bro, give me a raise on the regular, not just once a year.
That's bullshit, bro. That's the worst shit they can do.
Every 90 days, shit.
Yeah, especially if some of these companies making buku money. Hey,
that's what I'm saying, bro. Every 90 days.
Like, y'all making, like, stupid-ass money. And wonder why. You want to know why employees don't show up to work? Because they feel like they ain't getting paid.
So they're going to do their own thing and get paid. That's why you got to do your own thing and just
like
get
We going through that problem right now at my job. Well, people making some decent money, but it's a lot of young. I work at night, so of course I work with all the young. Everybody. Everybody young in that motherfucker. You feel me?
Yeah.
So to them, what they making right now, they like, oh, I'm just going, that ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, be in my shoes and see how much it ain't shit, though. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, you only got to take care of you.
Right.
It really ain't enough when you got to take care of you and this one and this one and this one and this one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's when you realize they really paying you pennies.
That's it, bro.
Of what you're worth. And then, hey, you notice them jobs don't never pay you exactly what you work for.
Nope.
They give you all the compliments in the world, though. You, man, you damn so getting it. You, I wish we had you long time ago.
Why ain't getting paid like
you ain't gonna have me too much damn long.
I'm finna get the hell on.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to get some bread.
I'm trying to run that money up just like y'all doing.
Like the company they sent out a new letter that said that their company made $3 billion at the end of the quarter. And I'm just like, damn, what, $3 billion? A lot of fucking money. So I wish I could see a little bit of that
in my paycheck.
I feel like I
do, I'm the reason.
I feel like I do about $1 million worth of work. Shit. Dead ass. I feel like I do like $1 million worth of work, though. Like, if I don't do my job, then somebody else's job fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
So, I'm doing about $1 million work.
But then you see the people who sit in the office, and some of them people in the office, right, ain't knocking their job, because some of them fuck work. They make their money.
Some of them don't do shit.
Some of them got, like, the most simplest fucking job, and they making, like...
Like, I know a company now, like, one of the departments called Quality. All they do is walk out.
And you be like,
look at the unit.
What do you do? I just did it.
Go right on and go right on back in.
Bro.
That's it, bro.
And I ain't knocking on nobody's jaw. It just seems
like, damn, what I need to do to get that position. Like,
and that's what they want you to think. But once you get in the problem I have with companies, right, is they entice you with, hey, they introduce you to this personnel when you do your onboarding and shit. Yeah, I'm such and such. I'm a general supervisor of the building. I've been here for about 6 months. Well, I ain't got a shot in hell to get in his job because he just started. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or they introduce you to a supervisor and they're like, yeah, he been supervising him for about 7 months, 8 months now. You be like, well, I ain't going to get that job. He just started.
That's so weird.
So it's like all you can be is what they bring you in to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got lucky this time. It's just because I got into a department that didn't have a bunch of people working in it.
Yeah.
So if you catch a break like that, you're good. Because you can kind of carve your way in there and get you a nice position. But they ain't going to let you get no higher than what they feel they want you to be at, because they don't want to pay you that much. I see a person at my job every day. That motherfucker will sit down at the desk. Boom. Rest of the day, he can talk around, talk to that person. Oh, shit, 3:30, time for him to go. And I'm like, man, he said that he did fucking 10 hours and didn't do, like, one thing. But that's all
he do.
He's supposed to do, though. Yeah. And I'm like, that motherfucker paycheck be ridiculous. You feel me? So I'm like, what the fuck? You don't need no college degree to do what he just did. it's crazy. But you're right. Companies, they don't.
That shit crazy, man. You got some companies that get so greedy with money, like the hours be so retarded where they had you working like hell.
Oh yeah.
That shit crazy.
But I don't even goddamn get me started.
That shit crazy.
I worked a job.
Like I feel like this with any company. I don't care what it is.
Every company.
Do you really need to operate 7 days a
week? Hell no. It's just greed, bro. It's just greed.
Like, do you really need to operate 7 days a week?
Agreed.
Like, you really,
I have
you really not thinking about your employees.
I have worked in a place where that place was open 7. I'm a cotty ass. No, I ain't a cotty ass. But I worked there. These motherfuckers worked. The building was open 7 days a week. Me, I worked Monday through Saturday. 12-hour shift. Who in the fuck needs to work
that long
for that many days? Like, but see, when they do shit like that, they gonna show you that company don't never They ain't never cared about the employee. They care about the product. Yeah. When the without the employee, like you don't get the product.
If you're gonna work a 12-hour shift, you should only be working 4 days a week.
You know what I think, bro? I think the way people are demanding shit now, it's changing the work week. Oh, I see it every day. My work week ends on Wednesday. Sunday to Wednesday, I work. And now, I see a lot of people starting to have Thursday off. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. A lot of them Sunday, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, a lot of these companies is like, we hear you. So, we gonna break shifts up like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I got lucky to get one of those shifts. Well, in the position I am now, I'm just Sunday to Wednesday. I can come in Thursday if I wanted to. You feel me? But I see a lot of shit. And it looked like to me that the schools are starting to reflect the new work week with a lot of, with the kids being out on certain Fridays now. You know what I'm saying? So I like, but that makes sense to me.
They just had one, what, 2 weeks ago?
They about 2 weeks ago they had one. They called it a virtual day.
Last week.
So I was like, I see that happening now, and it makes sense to me. Like, for everything that you do, it seemed like I would work from Monday to Thursday and let Friday and Saturday, Sunday be a true weekend.
Right.
Because you say Friday is the beginning of the weekend, but your week ain't ended until you done.
Half of Friday gone.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't even get to see Friday because you working. You doing
most of the day, especially if you're working in the daytime. Then if you're working at night,
Friday over gone. Shit, you got to hope to see Saturday.
That's it.
But I think the world, schools and everything is starting to reflect that. But that's a good point, though. A lot of these companies on. Hey, y'all.
I mean, I feel like school should just be Monday through Thursday anyway.
Bruh, if only I could go back in time and introduce that concept when we was in school. I would have benefited from being at home on Friday. Friday is unnecessary. Ain't nobody paying attention to shit on Friday.
Think about it. Fridays in class.
Who work at a 9-to-5 ain't paying attention to shit that's going on because it's Friday.
It's Friday.
This shit is over.
My favorite day of the week.
I just need to be physically
Friday
present.
Friday and Saturday.
I need to be physically present to make sure shit go down and I can get home.
That's it, bro.
I'm with you on that. Companies need to start appreciating their employees more. Employees always have been the backbone of all these companies. You know what I'm saying?
They are the reason your company is where it is.
Shout out to everybody trying to get their own grind on.
Exactly. Keep going.
So that's the shit I'm into, like,
get
right
your
now.
Own shit. Hey.
That's the shit I'm into. I know you into that right
you
now.
You already know.
Y'all know Teddy been into that type shit. So that right there. Yeah, that right there. That's what I'm into, trying to grow something organically. Something that's gonna take me away from the take. Like, having a job take too much attention away from what you really want to do.
That's it.
I get the point of having a job because you got to pay for shit. Bills don't stop. Unless you got them.
Run that job till you get your shit going and let that shit go.
And then start focusing all your attention on what you got going on. I'm with it.
That's it.
So don't nobody give, hey, lesson learned in today episode. Let's start paying attention to what we put in our bodies and what we put in our children's bodies because shit ain't always organic. And don't give my boy no fucking Yeti cup for an appreciation.
I don't want that bullshit, bro.
We got cups right now.
Run the money up.
But yeah, that's the lesson we gonna take from today episode. I enjoyed seeing him chatting with you today, my brother.
Likewise, bro.
You know, I really know it's about that time.
Always lovely to be in the neighborhood.
Oh yeah, it's quiet in the neighborhood today.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Out chilling up the street.
You know what?
Man,
it's fall in the neighborhood now.
It's fall in the neighborhood.
It's fall in the neighborhood.
Yep.
Sweaters and shit for the coming
play. Yeah.
Man, about that time we give out these shout outs.
It's law.
Normally, First Lady would be doing her.
She'd take off.
You got it?
Nope.
You ain't got it?
I still ain't got it.
Go check Ted out at bodyhoney.byteddy on Instagram.
2 million dots everywhere.
And bodyhoney.teddy.com.
dot, dot, dot.
And go
dot,
get your fit, yo. your fit vibe, all that.
And your vibe fit, get all that
stuff. Stomach rap, ladies, what they call them?
Hey, song. She really got some dope ass shit,
oh,
too.
Oh, man,
bro.
She got some hot shit. My wife be crazy about that stuff, man. Ladies, get your leggings and your workout gear. It's all dope. All different clothes for you. Hey, Teddy got it. Check out bodyhoney.by Teddy.
Got socks, headbands, wristbands,
said,
elbow bands.
She was thinking about men stuff.
She got knee pads. She got calf muscle pads. She got ankle weights.
Everything.
She got toe rings.
Everything.
She got anklets.
And then when you get through working out, she gonna
kick my ass.
Hey, when you get through working out, go holler at the smoke shop. She just totally contradicted everybody. But yeah, check that out. She got a lot of dope stuff. She always have dope stuff on her website.
She got cups. She got extension cords.
Hey, she got
Bluetooth speakers.
She is the hustler of the year, for real. You know how they give out Mac of the Year, Player of the Year award? She hustler of the year. She
decade, bro.
She get it.
Hustler of the decade. Hey,
check us out at DDSA Podcast on Instagram. hit me up at ShowsBoy82 on Instagram. You can also find a couple of these episodes on YouTube. Just type in the DSA Podcast. You see all that.
She got high shoes. She got apartment shoes.
I tell you one thing, she don't got.
She got studio apartment shoes. She got condo shoes. Loft. you can find your boy.
She ain't got on
that. IG and TikTok at your country club. You can also follow your boy back on Twitter. At LBoogie82, man. You already know what it is. Wow. Hey, boy, Twitter is dead. Hey, that's my new porn site. Yeah, Twitter, right? Put it out there. With titties and ass your elbows, baby. You know how I like it.
Twitter has sex, sneakers, and
more sex.
And sports highlights. That's all I use Twitter.
Yeah.
Because they ruin all the TV shows and shit, bro.
And then, They're really like my free speech platform. Like, hey, I can say what the fuck ever I want to say.
I see some funny shit on Twitter.
Yeah.
I see some funny shit on that. But, hey, make sure you go right check now, out.
Boy.
You see the hat, the Brilliant Ignorance clothing brand. Go to the play, pick out something.
One time for that Yes Lord apparel.
Use the promo code DSA22 to get you 10% off of whatever your purchase is. Damn, man. And we done with that.
We done with that one, bud. Good episode.
In
the neighborhood.
Good drink.
Good drink. Oh, shout out to my queen. Making.
I don't know what. She should make up a name for this shit.
And the juice she using, this sugar-free juice. Like, it's a healthy drink because she on that keto God, shit.
Damn, that shit.
Yeah.
I'm scared to go ahead and check because I'm scared I'm going to run outside.
This my second one, bro. You good. I'm going to get another one.
That is superb.
One time hey, the queen.
Check out the playlist on iTunes on the DSA Podcast Season 3.
Season 3 playlist.
You can go up there and check out DSA Podcast Season 4 playlist. A lot of new artists on there.
And Season 4
they
going
got a
hard.
Lot of jam and shit on there. A lot of familiar faces on there. Some new faces.
Outside of the Big Dreamers on there, I like that band Major. I like the song. Don't get me wrong, but I really like the beginning. You know how I am.
You know it's another song on there.
I'm hit y'all with it real quick one more time.
It's another song on there. That one right there. I like the sample they used in it.
Dream.
Yeah. It's a unique ass sample. But yeah, that King K-Ro, hey man. That's how we gonna take the show out right now. DSA Podcast, man. Y'all know what it is. Till next time, man. We are
out. Let's go. Hey, you know, let me heat it up. Give me that clip, let this man save it. Let the chopper sing.